All right, so today we're diving into the world of drug formulation.
Okay.
Specifically, something called quality by design, or QBD.
Sounds intriguing.
Yeah, it's basically revolutionizing how medicines are made. And we've got a ton of cool material to go through today. We're looking at how drugs actually work in the body.
Ah, the fascinating world of ADME. Real.
Exactly, ADME, all that stuff. We've also got some insights into the whole regulatory landscape.
FDA, those guys, always important.
Oh, absolutely. And then we've even got some sneak peeks from, get this, organic process research and development.
OPR&D. Now that's where the real magic happens.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mouthful, but OPR&D, it's a gold mine of info. And our big mission today is to really unpack this whole QBD thing, you know?
Yeah.
How does this systematic approach actually improve the way we make the medicines we all rely on?
I'm all ears because what really excites me about QBD is how practical it is.
Right.
It's not just some theory stuck in a textbook. It's a real hands-on way of doing things, and it affects like every single step in making a drug product.
Interesting.
Yeah. And we'll see how it leads to, drugs being made more consistently, more
Okay.
efficiently, which ultimately means better medications for patients,
All
right?
right.
Safe, reliable, high-quality stuff, and all while jumping through those regulatory hoops.
Yeah, can't forget those.
Oh, absolutely not. But just a quick point before we get too deep.
Yeah.
For today's dive, we're laser focused on the formulation of the actual drug product.
Okay.
So we're not going to go into how the active ingredient, the API, is made.
Gotcha. So formulation, the final product.
You got it.
Cool. Okay, so let's get down to it. At its core, QBD seems to be about bringing like a really strong scientific mindset to this whole process of making drug formulations.
100%. It's about, moving beyond just crossing your fingers and hoping for the best.
Right, no more trial and error.
Exactly. The big idea with QBD is to really understand, deeply understand two things. The formulation itself, like what goes into it,
Right.
the recipe, and also the entire process of how it's made,
Makes
start
sense.
to finish. The goal, the ultimate goal, is to be able to make a product every single time that has all the qualities, all the characteristics that it's supposed to have.
And so you're saying that for a long time, drug development was kind of like a lot of guesswork.
Yeah, well, maybe not guesswork, but definitely lots of trial and error. You tweak something, see what happens, tweak it again. QBD is like, okay, let's be more predictive, more in control. And for our listeners, who want to understand this complex stuff,
Yeah.
QBD really gives you that clear framework. It's systematic, it's logical. It's like, here's how quality is built into the medicine you take.
So if it's this like really systematic way of doing things, then anticipating problems must be a big part of it, right?
Absolutely. You're talking about risk management.
Exactly.
And it's a core part of QBD. From day one, when you're just designing the drug, all the way to when it's being made in a factory, you're constantly looking for anything that could go wrong, anything that could affect the quality of the product.
So you're not just trying to dodge major disasters.
No, it's about consistency.
Okay.
Every single dose, every pill, every vial needs to be safe and effective.
Right.
By finding those potential weak points early on, we can stop problems before they even happen. It's a much smarter, safer way to do things.
Makes sense. Now, we've been hearing a lot about these things called CQAs.
Critical quality
Yeah,
attributes.
those. What exactly are they? They sound super important.
Oh, they are. You can think of CQAs as the bridge between like the formula of a drug and how it actually affects a patient.
Okay.
So basically, there are specific properties of the drug, could be physical, chemical, biological, or even microbiological. And these properties have to stay within a certain limit, a certain range, to guarantee that the drug is good, it's high quality.
So they're kind of like the vital signs of the drug.
Exactly. If the CQAs aren't right, the drug's not healthy, it's not going to work the way it should. And how we figure out what these CQAs are is by looking at how they might affect, the safety of the medication and also how well it works.
Its efficacy.
Exactly, it's efficacy. So can you give me some like real world examples of these CQAs in drug formulation?
Well, our sources talk about, how a drug
Those
dissolves
dissolution,
and
yeah.
its stability. Those seem pretty critical, right?
Absolutely spot on. Now, our sources don't give a straight up list of, here are all the CQAs for every formulation,
Okay.
but we can kind of figure it out. From all the stuff about ADME solubility, you can start to connect the dots.
So, like, how fast the tablet dissolves in the body?
The dissolution rate, super important CQA. If a drug doesn't dissolve right, it might not get absorbed properly, so it won't work as well. Remember that thing about IVIVC?
Oh, true. In vivo correlation.
Yeah, that's the one. It's all about making sure what we see in the lab matches up with what happens in a real person. And that's definitely something we'd monitor as a CQA.
So we're always checking that those lab results translate to real-life effectiveness.
Exactly. Now, think about a drug that's a suspension,
Okay.
like a liquid with little particles floating around the
Right.
size of those particles.
Yeah.
Another big CQA. Too big, too small, and you've got problems.
Problems like what?
Could affect how the product behaves, how long it stays stable on the shelf, even how easy it is to give to a patient, even the pH, how acidic or basic a liquid formulation is. That can be a CQA too, especially if it messes with the drug's stability or how it gets absorbed.
So it sounds like we're really focusing on these CQAs, keeping them in check, and that's how QBD makes sure drug products are consistent.
You got it. By really understanding and controlling the critical process parameters.
The what now?
Oh, sorry, the CPPs.
CPPs.
It's just all the specific things we do during manufacturing, like how long we mix something, the temperatures, all that jazz. And of course, the material attributes, making sure the ingredients themselves are up to snuff.
Gotcha.
By controlling all those things, we can get rid of a lot of the, unexpected variations in the final product. So every batch of medication is basically identical. Each dose a patient gets is consistent.
And that's the aha moment, right?
Yeah, that's the science behind reliable medicine.
And knowing all that stuff, being so precise, does that make the whole development process more efficient?
Oh, absolutely. When you've got a good grasp of your formulation from the get-go, you know what you're aiming for.
Right.
You can design everything so much better. You're not wasting time with endless experiments trying to figure things out by
Little
chance.
more happy accidents.
Exactly. Plus, when you use QBD, your manufacturing process is just better.
More robust, like you said.
Yeah, robust. You've already dealt with all the potential problems, so there are fewer surprises, fewer things going wrong, and that means fewer recalls, which, let's be honest, nobody wants.
Definitely not. Okay, but we're talking about new drugs here. So
Yeah.
how does this all work with, getting approval from the FDA and all those regulations?
Well, this is where QBD really shines
Okay.
because the FDA, they're actually big fans of QBD.
Really?
Yeah. See, when you develop a drug using QBD, you're showing them like a really deep understanding of the product and how it's
You're
made.
proving you know your stuff.
Exactly. You're not just saying, oh, trust us, it works. You're giving them all the data, all the science. And our sources, particularly those ICH guidelines, they really highlight this global push towards QBD.
And ICH stands for?
Oh, right. It's the International Council for Harmonization of Technical Requirements for Pharmaceuticals for Human
A
Use.
mouthful, but important.
Very. They set the standards. So basically, by using QBD, companies are making better medicines and making the FDA happy. It's a win-win.
It makes the whole approval process smoother.
Way smoother.
Cool. So let's break it down. How are these QBD principles used in the actual steps of making a drug?
All right, let's start at the very beginning.
Okay.
Design phase. You've got your idea for a new drug. What now?
Well, you gotta figure out what to put in it, right?
Exactly. You got to choose your active ingredient, the API. But remember, we're focusing on formulation. So
Right.
we're talking about the inactive ingredients, the excipients, all the other stuff that helps the drug work.
Okay.
Now, with QBD, you don't just pick whatever's cheapest or
You had to
easiest.
be piggy.
Very picky. You got to think about how each ingredient will affect those CQAs, the critical quality attributes we talked about, like
Right?
our sources on evaluating drug candidates. They stress how important it is to understand things like how soluble the drug is, how stable it is right from the start.
Yeah, that's in the early stages.
Exactly. That's going to determine a lot. Like, will it be a pill, a capsule, a liquid? What excipients do you need to make sure it gets to where it needs to go in the body?
And stays good, doesn't break down.
Exactly. So QBD, it's like having a super smart guide helping you make the best decisions right from the start.
Sounds pretty helpful. But what about later on, like when you're actually making the drug on a big scale?
Manufacturing optimization. That's where QBD gets really hands-on. It's all about designing the process so you can crank out those drugs consistently and make sure they always meet your CQAs.
And how do you do that?
By knowing your process inside and out, you got to figure out which things are critical.
Critical like.
Like, how fast are you mixing things? What temperature are things drying at?
Okay, those specific parameters.
Yeah, those parameters. And you got to understand how each one affects those CQAs. Like our material on oral drug delivery, it talks about how QBD can even let you shift those quality checks to earlier stages.
So instead of just checking at the very end.
Right. You can check the raw materials, you can check during the process, and you know that if those checks are good, the final product is going to be good.
Because you've controlled everything from the beginning.
Exactly. It's like a chain reaction of quality.
Speaking of chains, our notes mentioned looking at real-world cases from those OPR&D sources.
Oh, yeah.
But we said they mostly focus on the API, right? The active ingredient, not the formulation.
Right, but here's the thing. Even though OPR&D might be talking about making the API, those QBD principles,
right,
they're everywhere. Because the quality of the API, it directly affects the quality of the final formulation.
So, like, if an article talks about some new way to make the API with super consistent particles, even though they're focused on making the API better, that consistency is huge for formulation, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Because those particles, they affect how the API flows, how it mixes with the excipients. It can even change how fast it dissolves, which is, remember, a key CQA.
Right, right.
So even though those OPR&D articles might be about API, they're full of insights that apply to formulation, too.
Because everything's connected.
Exactly. The whole process, from API to final drug, it all has to work together. And QBD helps make sure it does.
So to sum it all up, we've seen how QBD, this whole idea of a systematic, scientific approach, it's changing how drugs are made.
Big time.
It's all about understanding risks, identifying those CQAs, and controlling everything.
Yeah.
And that leads to better medicines.
Medicines that are more consistent because you're not leaving things to chance.
And more efficient to develop because you're not wasting time with trial and error.
And the FDA loves it.
Which makes everyone happy.
Absolutely.
And we've seen how QBD is used in every step of the way, from picking the right ingredients to fine-tuning the manufacturing process.
It's a total game changer.
So to all our listeners out there, think about the journey a drug takes, from a scientist's idea to a medicine that helps someone. QBD isn't just some boring rule.
No way.
It's about making sure that journey leads to the best possible outcome for everyone.
Safer, more effective medicines.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it. It really makes you wonder, like, what other industries out there, you know, industries that are super important, could benefit from using this kind of approach?
Ooh.
Food, energy, transportation. I mean, who wouldn't want things to be safer and more efficient? It's a big question worth pondering. And on that note, thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening, everyone.